is everywhere.
I'm a smoking hot volleyball player.
I'm a teenage girl.
I'm a New York pigeon.
I'm a raccoon. And this time in your attic has been the best week of my raccoon life.
Welcome to CBS Marketing Masters, where we go behind the scenes of today's most successful marketing campaigns with the brightest and most important players in the industry today. On this episode, mayhem is taking over, in a good way, as CBS Radio sits down with two key players behind Allstate's award-winning and uniquely funny Mayhem campaign. Here are Lisa Cochran, Senior VP of Marketing for Allstate Insurance, and Susan Cradle, Chief Creative Officer for Leo Burnett USA. Lisa, Susan, thanks for being here, and hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
So it looks like the Mayhem campaign is a hit.
It's a hit. It's working for Allstate. It's working from a business perspective, and it's actually working for in a cultural way as well. And it's unexpected for an insurance company, for Allstate Insurance Company. It's turning people's heads in a relevant way. It's making them wonder if they're covered for that.
Susan, talk a little bit about the humor in this. There's obviously an entertainment component.
Well, I mean, there's the cliche, or what's become a cliche, Homer Simpson quote of it's funny because it's so true. And I do think that we've hit on a very humorous way to talk about the truth. And we were just looking back over a lot of the work that we've done the past year, and the ones that really resonate are ones that you go, oh my gosh, I've experienced that, or I've come close to experiencing it. And to actually tell that story in a humorous, fun way through Dean Winters, I think, has resonated. And we need to remember, we are in marketing communication, so we have a business thing to do, but we're competing with content. And we need to treat our content in the same way that anybody else would treat their content. There's no difference.
People pay attention to advertising because there's something in it for them. They need to learn something. They need to get news they can use, meet you can repeat. And they need to be entertained.
Right.
Let's talk about the word mayhem. It's not a word we were used to hearing every day.
I remember right after we sold the campaign, I met with some of the people that were going to be working on the search part of the campaign. And, you know, I said, this is a gift, because the word mayhem, 5 or 10 years ago, the push would have been, it's a weird word. Does it really fit with, you know, where people are? Today, a word like mayhem is a power tool in marketing, because when you Google it, you can quickly own it.
Right.
Versus if we were like, you know, chaos, probably we couldn't own chaos as fast. So it's really important today, I think, to think about the words that you're latching onto, and actually the unfamiliar is probably the stronger marketing tool.
Where do the ideas for the spots come from?
Truth is stranger than fiction, and we get our stories from the truth. And at Allstate, with 17 million households that we insure, all we have to do is look at our claim files. And
right.
That is one of the places where we get our ideas.
Especially when you look at the radio, I think it's really understanding locally what causes issues. I mean, Chicago's been a fun one.
Yes.
You know, because we live here, so we're able to really go, oh, you know what, that turn up there, it's a mess. You know, there's mayhem happening up there all the time. But I really do think it's human beings talking about, you know, what their relatives have experienced, you know, telling stories. It comes right out of, I think, how you get to comedy, is observing real life. And then emulating it and bringing it to life through Dean. I really like to see the radio when we were saying when you couldn't possibly figure out how to film it. So radio, again, I think it uses more of the theater of the mind and makes it a strength, because there are certain things. A four-way stop is not great on film, but on radio, to imagine that feeling and that juxtaposition of two people wondering if it's their turn to go, I don't think you could do that in film.
So let's listen to the Mayhem spot for Portland with the very polite drivers.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm an overly courteous Portland driver. You're an equally courteous Portland driver. We meet at a four-way stop. Looks like a courteous face-off. I look at you like, you go. And you're like, you go. And I'm like, no. You go. And you're like, no, you go. So we both go. Oh, I'm sorry. Know what else is sorry? Your cut rate insurance. Because chances are it's not paying for this. So get Allstate. You could save money and be better protected from mayhem.
With radio, you can, you know, we can afford to do a lot more than going to a set and filming. And so we're really able to to create pieces of communication where you feel like it was made right in your own hometown.
And it, for example, here in Chicago, Mayhem's a volleyball player on Oak Street Beach and bends over.
This week I've had several people go, I almost did that.
gives people a little peek.
Yeah.
And Mayhem is a pigeon up on a telephone wire in New York City after he's had his fill of lots of food at the different stands.
I'm a New York pigeon, and I am full. All day long, it was pizza, pretzels, kebabs, knish. Now, I'm sitting on this power line when you drive by. Right as you pass under my suspended outhouse, I can't hold it. And poopsie, all over your windshield. You use your wipers, but they just smear my white waste around. Now you can't see, and you T-bone a pickup truck. And if you have cut rate insurance, you may have to pay for this yourself. So get Allstate. You can save money and be better protected from mayhem.
So what was the creative inspiration, Susan, for Behind the Mayhem campaign? Where did that come from?
You know, I think that really the inspiration came from Allstate. And, you know, it was a business issue. We had some competitors coming into the market that were talking to a younger audience, and they were using humor, and they were putting a lot of money behind it. And so it was a business problem of, you know, how are we going to compete with that in the marketplace? And then the bigger issue is that we were being drawn into a price discussion. And we wanted to redefine that discussion and say, you know what, maybe it's not price, maybe it's value. I've always said that I think great marketers have four qualities. They're visionary, which is that they know where they want to go. They're brave. It's a brave choice to go with Mayhem when you've been out in the market with a very calming, comforting, hugging campaign. And then I think generosity. You know, Allstate is very generous in where we want to go creatively and choices we want to make. And then the confidence, which is standing behind it once it goes out into the market.
Leo Burnett always was behind advertising that got results. Advertising is the business of selling. And that is part and parcel of what Leo Burnett does. And so they want to know your business problem, and they embrace it. And they provide very creative solutions to help you stand out above everybody else. And that's the Mayhem campaign is a perfect example of that. And we're being rewarded with great business results. We're also being rewarded in the creative industry
yes.
with lots and lots of awards. Dean Winters is being rewarded with fame and fortune, which isn't a bad thing either. He's a wonderful guy.
So, you know, the actor Dean Winters is a perfect Mayhem. How did you find him?
It was an interesting casting call because, you know, the same script. I have a casting tape that I love to show when I'm like, here's where we were. You know, at the final rounds. And the scripts come off very differently depending on who's doing it. And I think Dean just is in that beautiful place of likable, but still, you know, he's on the wrong side.
He's a little on the wrong side. As a matter of fact, he knows that so much that every time we do a production shoot with Dean, you don't know exactly when, but an ice cream truck shows up. Because Dean knows that he might misbehave, so he hedges his bets, his own sort of insurance, by having an ice cream truck come for the whole crew.
The forgiveness truck.
The forgiveness truck. At Halloween, he called the assistant AD about an hour before he was supposed to be on set. Now, when a lot of our production sets, we've got talent and stuntmen and cars crashing, and so everything has to work very much like a well-synchronized machine for cost reasons. Dean calls an hour before he's supposed to be on set to say, I was at a Halloween party last night. I have no idea where I am, and I don't have any pants.
Getting into character.
And then about 5 minutes later, he walked on set.
Oh, that is funny. Okay, let's talk a little bit about online, because Mayhem is thriving in the digital world as well, isn't it?
One of the best things that's happened with Mayhem is what's happened in the social community online. Mayhem has over 1 million Facebook fans who are very actively involved in providing us with ideas and challenges to Mayhem. And they've taken some of the lines in some of the radio and television commercials and adopted them, and they have become Mayhemic lines like OMG, Becky's not even hot, or shaky, shaky, shaky.
Right. So it's and it's going to be interesting to see what we can do with those, because that in itself looks like it might become an asset creatively to bring back and use to push initiatives at the company.
As a matter of fact, we're just about to launch a promotion where it's called Mayhem Quote for a Quote. And all you have to do is go onto the Mayhem Facebook page. There's a place right on that page where you can get an Allstate quote. And in return for getting an Allstate auto quote, we'll give you a free Mayhem quote in the form of a T-shirt with a Mayhem quote on it or a ringtone for your cell phone. And these T-shirts are awesome. So are the ringtones. They are so creative.
What's next for Mayhem? Can you tell us?
Sure. You ever seen a streaker?
Okay. I'm intrigued. Well, I just want to thank both of you for being here.
I don't know about you, but it's been a lot of fun to look back over the last year and think about where Mayhem started and all the mayhem that's been created.
I sure love talking about it, and I like talking with you. So thank you very much
for
this opportunity. We don't get a lot of time in our day to enjoy what we've done and the fun that we've had.
Yeah.
That was Lisa Cochran from Allstate and Susan Cradle from Leo Burnett talking Mayhem. Check back soon for more marketing secrets from industry leaders on Marketing Masters here at CBSAltitudeGroup.com.